Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a precious opportunity for us to take time out to listen to the Bible and to hear what God has to say to us. Luke chapter 2, verses 16 to 18. The shepherds hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph. There was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. Just imagine if this was happening now. Bethlehem would be swamped with news reporters and film crews, and all the shepherds would have had microphones thrust in front of them. The world would be hanging on every word, and the details of their amazing story would be cross-examined with forensic care. As it is, we have to rely on Dr. Luke, who sums up the whole story in just a few dramatic words. In short, the shepherds confirmed that the words of the angels about Jesus' birth were absolutely true, and they then went out to tell everyone the astonishing story. Good news cannot be hidden. I always love watching new Christians. You rarely need to tell them that it is good to share their story with other people because it's so obvious. What else would they do? I remember Jimmy becoming a Christian. His life had been turned upside down by Christ, and so, obviously, he sat down at the lunch table at work the next day and told everyone. A crowd formed because it was such a gripping story, and within a short time, one of his workmates decided to follow Jimmy's example and follow Jesus for himself. If you've become a Christian recently, that's wonderful, and I'm sure you'll be keen to share your story. People will love to hear what you've experienced, but for many of us, it's a long time since we became Christians. By all means, talk about how you became a Christian, but often it's more powerful to share what God has done in your life recently. Speak of the peace that God gave you when you faced a recent bereavement or disappointment, or speak of an answer to prayer. Like the shepherds, we need to share what we've recently seen and heard. Let me pray with you. Lord, thank you that the shepherds were so keen to share what they'd experienced. Give us a similar enthusiasm to share your good news. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll have a great day and will join me for Be Still and Know every weekday here on Premiere.